So two quick ones. The first is the pretty girl in high school. Her name is Susan. And so I start asking around my friends, like, why isn't anybody dating this girl? And they're like, you know, we don't know. So I ask her out, and miracle of miracles, she says yes. So I show up on a Friday night. I go up. I knock on the door. Hello, Mr. Susan's dad. I'm here to date your daughter. He's like, okay, go wait in the den. So I'm like, all right, I go wait in the den. And so I'm waiting. It's a couple minutes. Susan comes in, and the dad comes in. And he's like, before we go, we're going to say a little prayer together. So I'm like, okay. He's like, well, we need to kneel because we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And so we say the Lord's Prayer, and as part of that, he tells me, and we start praying. He's like, you know, we're gonna teach these young teenagers that we need to respect women above all else. And so we get up and we say the Lord's Prayer, and basically we get up and we get a very firm handshake, and I get the take care of my daughter tonight. And so we went out, and then I found out why this girl never had a second date. So we said the Lord's Prayer and treated her with respect. So fast forward to the humiliation, and now you hear a guy say penis, but getting beyond that. So, again, weaving in the OkCupid. So I go online, and I'm divorced, and you put up the profile, you email the girl, and you go out, and you go out on the date, and you're circling in, and you think, tonight I'm going to get a first kiss. So, but I think she's got first kiss radar. Because instead of first kiss, you're out, you like go to like, you go to like Petite Louise, and it's a nice date, and you're like, nice restaurant. But it's like she has this sixth sense that you think you're getting a first kiss that night. So instead, you hear about like, I don't know, some guy in Chicago she broke with up with 5 years ago, and how she just wants to be friends. And by the way, if you're a guy on a date and a girl says, I just want to be friends, everything after that is like the Peanuts teacher spot, like, ma, 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 ma. Because you don't hear anything. You just hear, I want to be friends. And it's like, ma, 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 ma. Because you don't get past that. Like, you hear the word friend and you're a guy, and you're like, are we splitting the check, or am I now, did I agree to pay for this? Can the humiliation get worse? And then like, it does get worse, because you're like, well, can we still go out and, like, see each other as friends? And the good news is that I did do that, and I'm here with that woman tonight. So that's my happy ending. So good night.